there could be some very healthy dating candidates right in front of you waving their green flags and you're looking past them because you're so used to looking for the reds and or like being drawn towards the red flags.
Yeah. All right, this week we are diving into green flags, those things that we look for in other people that make us say, yes, let's go on more dates.
I mean, arguably, are these harder to identify? Do they take longer to identify them?
Yeah, I think it's much easier to be like, oh, that's a ick, mm-hmm. or that gives me the yikes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Why don't we, do you have your list? I've got a list of a few green flags I could share.
Yeah, you start.
All right. Just because I'm a Love Island fan, I'm going to say banter. They've to have the chat.
How did I not put banter? I mean, I guess I'm trying to move away from my humor era, but I can't because banter is so important to me.
You've
too,
told
actually.
Me that's important.
I know I
to
have,
you.
But I guess I was thinking of more general, like stuff that everyone might also, because not everybody values banter.
You got to have it.
I totally agree.
Dear queer, banter, green flag.
Banter.
I'm planting it.
Green flag.
Talks highly of their friends and their community. I mean, how people talk about others is just, it's such a good nod to, you know, who they are. And I think I always look for that for good insight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And especially how they talk to strangers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I also wrote, can pick a restaurant.
Oh, wait. I feel like I missed a flag that someone did say something about from last week, red flags about how people treat wait staff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah.
That's
definitely.
For sure one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, if you're going on a date, there's nothing worse than the like, oh, what should we do? You pick. I hate it. I get so excited if someone could pick a restaurant. Green flag.
Yeah, or just like initiate making some sort of
or has
plan.
An, has an idea
yeah.
for a date.
Yeah.
Green flag.
Yeah, or ideas. Would you rather do this or this? Great, I'll pick one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then what was my other one? You like their friends.
What's that?
You like their friends.
You like their friends. Mm-hmm. Yes, true.
Who you surround yourself with, I think, is a great signal for how you comport yourself in the world.
I have consistency.
Love it.
Because that speaks to the whole, like, not only actions matching words, but, like, yeah, doing what they say, saying mm-hmm. what they say they'll do, like, that kind of things matching. And it being consistent over time.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's, so that's the thing. Some of these things, I guess, do take time to reveal themselves.
Totally.
Yeah.
I had, I guess it was a red flag turn into a green flag with Dev.
Oh, right.
Okay. So green flag likes coffee for me. This is personal, you know, opinion.
Yeah.
And when Dev and I first started dating, they had this like, so we met in the winter and they had this big bag of like, coffee. I'm gonna cut that out. We're not here for
no.
That they had got from like a group camping trip in the summer.
Oh,
and it was like it was so
stale.
Bad and
insert big box brand coffee.
They were brewing it in this probably, you know, Mr. Coffee Pot that they thrifted from the street.
Oh my God. And just so you know, Lauren knows their coffee. So this is where this is coming from.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a coffee snob. I come by it somewhat honestly. Shout out to Smith and Tate and my old coffee shop.
Nice.
But after it was, they were just being practical. Like,
yeah.
We actually met at a coffee shop and we would go early dating to lots of coffee places around town, and they were so into it and came to found out that they actually did love coffee.
That's
but
the
they
Maybe
were
just
practical and it's like, you know, I've got this coffee, I'm not gonna waste it.
Yeah.
And so that
Deb just needed a connoisseur like
green.
You yeah. Another thing about the consistency that I just realized too was just even consistency in like you hearing from them on a regular basis.
Yep.
So there being plans like them not disappearing for ages and then reappearing and that kind of consistency as well. Communication is another thing, which I guess fits with, it can be around being consistent with the communication, mm-hmm. or just the level of communication. Like, you know, we've talked about that a lot on this podcast in mm-hmm. terms of just being able to say how they're feeling, if they're having a difficult time, if they, how they feel about you.
Yeah.
Or things.
Also, otherwise you're just sitting there in silence.
What's that?
Otherwise you're just sitting there in silence.
Yeah, but it's like this, you know, this attempt to, because communication is like them meeting you mm-hmm. somewhere, right?
Yeah, I think so much too of, I mean, it's how we get to know each other. It's how, but I think, was it last week you said, it's, can you follow up that communication with action? Like there's so many layers to it.
Yeah, and it can be about conflict too. Mm-hmm. Like if you're having a disagreement, can they engage in that conversation yep. and have that disagreement?
Yep.
In fact, I think I do have somewhere on here that like being able to disagree with me as being a green flag.
Nice. I love that.
Because that's the whole people pleaser thing where I'm looking out for someone who is afraid to disagree with mm-hmm. me because they just want to agree and be close and be like, not to say I'm super comfortable with conflict yeah. or the space it can create, but I know it's important and I know you can learn a lot in that space.
Well, and I think it's easy to fall into the trap early in dating of just because you want to come off in a good light.
Yeah.
I get it. And so you often just end up agreeing. And yeah. it's like, in dating, like, I want to find out whether or not we're, like, have an opinion.
Yes.
And it's okay to not have the same opinions on everything. It's like, I know I fell into the trap sometimes of just, like, saying stuff that you're, like, trying to think that you're, like, doing this, like, mental math.
Yeah.
of trying to say the thing that you think they want to hear. And it's like, nope, just be you.
Yeah. You can't just, like, go along to get along.
Yeah.
Because it's actually never disagreeing is a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you and your partnership never have any disagreements,
yeah.
there's a good possibility you're both people pleasers. And then things are going unsaid, resentment is building, and, like, you're getting further and further away from each other, actually.
Yeah. You know?
Potentially. Because disagreement is a place where you can find out where you're misaligned. And it's not to say you have to align on everything.
Yeah.
There's like part of attraction, I think, in that space is where you are different from mm-hmm. the other person. So it's, you don't have to be the same.
Well, you're not, most of us don't want to date ourselves.
No.
And I think the fun part about finding a partner is finding the things that maybe you lack and your partner yes. can, you know, fill it up, and like you can find ways to balance out, because, you know, we're all not perfect.
Yeah. And expand both of your worlds
exactly.
by doing that. Yeah, for sure. Do you have some others on there or a question?
Well, I kind of wanted you to take me back to you know, my app days.
Oh yeah, let's do it.
What are the things you swipe yes on?
Oh, interesting.
Also, I kind of want to guess one.
Okay, guess one first.
There's a dog in the photo.
Oh yeah, there's a dog. Yeah, for sure. For sure. You're getting a right on the dog.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of these things we've said, like if other people are talking about valuing vulnerability or mm-hmm. communication or consistency, like the things that I also value.
How do you get that across though?
I mean, sometimes people literally say it,
yeah.
what they're looking for. And I feel like if they're willing to say that they're looking for those things is a green flag,
yep.
rather than just like saying barely anything about themselves mm-hmm. or keeping it very just all like surface level or funny.
I think it's, apps are a great space to like get specific with it.
Yeah.
If there is something you don't want or want, put it in there.
I think it's, if people are only writing surface things, they might only be looking for surface things. Mm-hmm. But if they can go into depth, it's a sign that they're looking for more depth,
yeah.
you know?
All right. Well, let's, on that note, let's get into some listener questions.
Okay.
And unless, is there yeah. some other stuff you want to?
I mean, some of it's been built into what we said. They make or find time for you.
Yep.
Like we said, like it's a balance. We obviously don't want them to like drop everything all the time. We want them, you know, us to both have our own lives, but mm-hmm. We're all busy. But if it's, at least I feel like if it's someone who is important to me or I want to make time, I will find and make the time. And I don't have a lot of time.
Truly.
Time is a rare resource for me. So I find it hard if someone else is like, I don't have the time.
Mm-hmm.
You can, and they're also you can make the time. You
and
can
then find they're the time. Also offloading that on you and like telling you then it's like, okay, well, you have time to do this aspect, but not the other.
Yes, because it's all about priorities. Time is about priorities too, yeah. Right? Like,
if you wanted to, or what you, it's, if you wanted to, you would.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a bit.
Do you hate that? Is that cliche?
Sometimes it's a little cliche, or like there's some maybe issues with it. But okay. But overall, I do agree in the sense that like, because I know that I would do it, so I feel like it's important for me to see that someone else would also.
Yeah, it's prioritized.
Even if it's a little go for coffee for 2 hours we have in between things, but like as long as it's a deliberate effort, you know.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be perfect, and there's room for nuance in that. Yeah. All right, let's get into some listener questions. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I wanted to say, like, with all these things, we're looking for the potential. It, like that, the green flags, same as the red flags, or you know, you're looking for things that might steer you off course. With the green flags, you're just looking for the potential. Is there the ability to turn this into a good, healthy relationship?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I just started dating a fellow queerdo. I'm so smitten, and it's only been about 3 months. They are so super tight with their most recent ex. Like, come over and watch reality TV, just the two of them on a weeknight tight. This makes me feel uneasy. How do I tell them? Am I being too much too soon? Red flag? Green flag?
I mean, it's good that they're identifying their anxiety around it.
What about the just... Okay, look. Let's zoom out. Friends with an ex, red or green flag?
Oh, I mean, I think it's green.
Yeah.
Because if you can mend those fences and like, I mean, maybe it'll take time before you can be friends again.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a good sign that you both didn't just like totally like, you know, commit like heinous crimes against each other to the point where you can't talk or be in the same room. I think that's a red flag. But
also, you know, queer community.
Yeah.
You're running into your, like,
yeah.
You know, you don't have to be buddy-buddy watching, you know, over for weeknight TV, but, you know, you're going to run into your exes.
Yeah. And I think it's great that they can be that,
yeah,
that friendly, because, I mean, they were together for a reason. There was something they saw in each other. They've come to the conclusion that it's just friendship.
Yeah.
Dating, so
I think a great thing about dating when you're queer is, you know, early dates are to see if you have a romantic connection, but sometimes you're just meeting people who are also in their own right cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess that sounds obviously like a conversation they need to have.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if this person can recognize all of those things at the same time. Like, yes, it's possible to be anxious, but it's also possible to recognize that it's great that they're friends.
Yeah.
And like, I think it's a good sign that you can be friends, but it still makes me a little insecure, anxious.
Sure.
So if they can recognize that, it doesn't have to be one or the other. Like, it's possible to just recognize it, share that. Maybe the partner can just in knowing that it was enough.
Yeah. And like,
and they can give some reassurance if they need it.
Yeah. And be like, hey, they're thinking of coming over this night.
Yeah.
Or maybe, could I join for one?
Yeah, you join us one time. Yeah.
Just like, you kind of take the steam out or like demystify it a bit so that you can see what's actually going on here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. I've got another one for you. I love camping, but with summer coming, I just...
Red flag. Just kidding.
I love camping, but with summer coming up, I just found out my partner hates sleeping in tents and isn't stoked to go. They said we're planning a friend trip and they said they will come, but I feel like it would be me forcing them.
Don't go all the time.
Yeah.
If your partner loves camping and you don't, I mean, either if they really love camping and you really don't, then that's probably not a long-term match. But if they like it and you're like, okay, going every once in a while, great, your partner goes more than you do.
Yep.
You join them every once in a while and it's something you do together, or you join them with friends or whatever, but like, you don't have to do everything together all the time.
I mean, yeah, I think it's great when partners have different interests and stuff like that. Like, go off, have fun, tell me about it. I'll be over here doing my weird thing.
Yeah, we'll be off playing tennis. We're going to be playing tennis.
Yeah.
Any we'll more see tennis you after time. Tennis.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I love camping at tennis.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's funny.
Yeah. I think having specific interests is a great flag.
Yeah,
and knowing absolutely. When you should opt out of something. If this person is forthright that, oh, I don't, this isn't something that I'm going to particularly love. You're probably going to have to focus on me more. Maybe it's best I sit this out. Go have fun with your friends.
Yes.
That is a green flag for me.
Huge green flag. Yeah. Agreed.
All right. One more. Hi, dear queer. I went on a date with a woman who came out during the pandemic. She hasn't had a serious relationship with a woman yet, and I don't want to be one of those lesbians who is quick to write off folks who don't have experience, but I'm in my 30s, and I'm just not sure if this is a red flag. Should I get over myself? The conversations are great so far, and she's super cute. It seems like we have a lot of shared values. I've just been burned before, and I don't want to get burned again.
I mean, I can understand the hesitance.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think, I mean, it's not like this person's never been in any relationships before. Mm-hmm. So I know it's less experience in the queer world, but.
Yeah, it sounds like they've been dating, just nothing serious.
Yeah. I know one amazing couple who the first time this woman started dating her first girlfriend, they're married, have two kids now.
Amazing.
And it was just like, boom, that's it.
Sometimes it just happens like that.
Yeah.
And I think, too, if these two women are at a similar age,
yeah.
if they're both kind of in their 30s.
And if they're looking for the same thing.
They both have a lot of experience. Sure, it doesn't, you know, you can have experience in relationships and communication and how you show up. And not have dated other women.
Yeah, exactly. And they can still be aligned in their values and their timeline for things. Like, if all those things are aligned, then I don't think it should be a worry. And the thing is, you just don't want this person to self-sabotage themselves and, like, jump out of the boat too soon when it's, yeah.
I think that comes to you from people being burned by, you know, people trying things out on them.
Right.
And it doesn't sound like this is that.
Yes.
This is someone who has probably, from the likes of it, done a lot of work to come out and figure that out about themselves. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Yeah, she's not just dabbling.
No.
Yeah.
At least that's my sense.
Yeah, agreed. Oh, let's read some listener green flags.
Okay.
I do have, I think, one here that wasn't...
Yeah, start
on the list. Okay. Openness/ seeks out differing perspectives.
I love that.
Okay, what do you got there?
Curiosity.
Ooh, I like that one. Mm-hmm. Passionate, communicative, flexible.
Nice. Flexible, like, are we talking yoga?
Yeah. I mean, it could be both. I'm assuming not, but it could be both.
Not a Pisces.
Oh,
LOL.
Well, they should not date the person who doesn't like astrology then.
Yeah, we won't do that matchmaking.
No. Empathy. That's a huge one.
Mm.
That's a huge one.
That's a big one for me as well.
Yeah.
It's like, if you can't put yourself in someone else's experiences, I really struggle with people who can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They prioritize their friendships.
That's a good one too,
especially in queer community. Friends can be family.
Yeah,
and outside queer land.
Communication, vulnerability, trust, connection, intention, quality of friendships. So that's
coming back.
Yeah,
I love it. Taking initiative to plan dates, lots of hobbies and interests.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like reading my own.
I know, right? And the next one, likes animals,
especially
dogs.
Dogs.
Not that we're biased or anything.
No, no. Yep. Cats are cool.
They're fine.
Yeah. We just alienated such a large part of our audience.
Okay. They're fine. They're actually very sweet. But I just, ever since I had a dog, like, I've just never had, I mean, I had a cat growing up and we were super connected. But, like, something about the way a dog looks at you, the way your dog looks at you. There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
You know?
Did I ever tell you about our family cat went to university with me?
No way.
Yeah.
That's
Cosmo.
So funny.
Oh, man. That poor cat. We would, like,
all the parties?
Yeah. I felt so bad for her. Thankfully, I lived with Nick, who is a cat man.
Yeah. Okay, nice.
Okay, let's finish this out. kindness to others, especially folks in service at a coffee shop and such.
Honestly, I thought you wrote that one when I first read it because when I texted you the other day about this episode, I was trying to brainstorm and I was like, it's a miracle I can think at all because there's this guy in the coffee shop having a full-on Zoom meeting with no headset on, just talking loud. I can hear the person on the other side. And then there's two other people having this loud conversation about taxes. And I was just like, before I got here, were you just having a full-on meeting in front of the service workers? And then you were like, green flag, treat service workers nicely. So when I read that, I was like, did Lauren write that?
But you did. I wish I was that on it.
It's so funny.
I think, oh yeah, that's a good one. Self-awareness in public spaces is so important to me.
Yeah.
It's like, if I don't think I could be with someone who's like the super loud talker when it's supposed to be, when like you just,
it's I don't know what it sense, is, but it's reading
you
the
just
room.
Know, read the room.
Yes. Yes. I know what you mean.
I like nothing gets me, like I just feel like there's a spotlight on me and my skin feels like it's crawling and I'm like, can you just be chill?
Me too. Or, and then I get quieter.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Or someone, or I'm going back to red flags now. Someone who talks in the movies.
Oh, yeah.
Hate it.
Yeah. We shouldn't end on a negative note.
Oh,
though.
Shoot. Okay. That's okay. Green flag. Doesn't talk in the movies.
Doesn't talk in the movies. Reads the room.
Yeah.
I think the only other one I had here was emotionally available as the other green flag.
Good.
I mean, that one's big. Mm-hmm. And, but I guess there's ways to tell. I don't know. It's so tricky because it could just be about the circumstance of a person. Mm-hmm. Like it's not to say that they're never emotionally open, but maybe they're just out of a breakup. Like that other person said about one of their red flags. Could be situational. Could be lots of things.
That's the thing with all of these red and green flags. They're just signals of potential and possibility. It's the communication that comes after and, you know, how people show up over time. Mm-hmm. They're just little clues.
Yeah. And I mean, it's important to not discount either of them, mm-hmm. to like ignore the red ones or look past the green ones. Like when there could be some very healthy dating candidates right in front of you waving their green flags and you're looking past them because you're so used to looking for the reds and like being drawn towards the red flags.
Yeah, I love it.
If we missed any green flags today that you think are important, please send us a DM or you can fill out our Google form at dear.queer.podcast. There's a link there. If you like this episode, please share it with someone. Maybe there's someone in your life who is not looking closely enough for either the red or green flags. If you share our episodes, that means a lot to us too.
Green flag, sharing green flag. Podcast.
Green flag, sharing podcast.
This has been another episode of Dear Queer. Just a reminder, we are not actually experts. Any advice given should actually come from our experts who we will bring in from time to time. Music brought to you by Sean Patrick Brennan, produced by myself, Lauren Hogarth, and your host, as always, Elena Papianis.
I'm getting that.
Nice.